रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 52 द अबडक्शन ऑफ सीता कंटिन्यूड. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. मदर सीता सेड, द ट्विचिंग ऑफ द आईज एंड लिम्स, द क्राइज ऑफ बर्ड्स एंड अदर साइंस, ओमिनस एंड अदरवाइज, फर्टाइल मॉर्टल्स, देयर कमिंग जॉयज एंड सोरोज. Rama, my beloved Rama, I see beasts and birds on the way to where you are to acquaint you with my misery and danger. So be here with the speed of thought and save me from this wicked Rakshasa. Your friend, the Vulture King, has done his very best to defend me and sacrifice his life in the attempt. Rama, Lakshmana, run to my help. Thus trembling with fear, Sita called upon them as if they were nearby, all forgetting that they were far, far away. Ravana ordered her to come away more than once, as with disordered garments she swept upon the body of her friend. He tore her away from him, and she writhed on the ground like a creeper torn by the roots. He snatched her up, but she caught at the trees on the way and shouted, Rama, Rama, to the merciless and the desolate forests. Then as Yama casts his noose round the doomed creatures and draws them towards him, Ravana caught her by the hair of the head and tore her away. He lay the axe at the root of his life, power, fame, wealth, and race. At the sight of the horrible outrage perpetrated on Sita, all beings, animate and inanimate, lost their nature and properties. The whole universe was engulfed in a black pall of ignorance. Winds blew not, the sun vanished from view. Brahma saw with his eye of wisdom this wanton insult offered to Sita by Ravana. He rejoiced thereat and exclaimed, The Lord has achieved his purpose. The saints and sages in Dandaka could not bear to behold the misery and woe that crushed Sita. But their souls rejoiced to see that Ravana achieved his purpose in inviting his fate. Meanwhile, he coursed with the speed of thought along the aerial routes with Sita on his shoulders, piteously calling about Rama and Lakshmana like a huge dark rain cloud through which played the golden flashes of lightning. The winds tossed her garments over him like a mountain peak enveloped with roaring flames. The lotus petals from her garlands rained upon him as if they meant to indicate the coming ruin and shattering of his power, wealth, and fame. Her upper garment, bright with gold, brushed him now and then like a coppery cloud in the midday splendor of the sun. The face of Sita lost its glory like an uprooted lotus as she sat in the lap of Ravana, for it was not touched by the glances of Rama, like unto the sun in splendor and energy to make it blossom. Like the full moon passing through a dark cloud drift, appeared Sita by the side of Ravana, with her lovely tresses, broad forehead, pearly white teeth, and complexion of the blown lotus. Her charming countenance, adorned with every grace of feature and form, was caked with the dirt of fast falling tears and looked like the moon in the noonday sky. As torn from its natural setting by the side of Rama, it was forced into the unwelcome vicinity of Ravana. Sita of golden hue in the grasp of Ravana, huge and dark, resembled a golden thread passing through blue stones, or a stream of lightning flashing through clouds, or a chain of gold through the loins of an elephant. The chime of her ornaments on his body gave one the idea of the rumbling of rain-charged clouds. The flowers and garlands in her hair strewed their path, and the strong wind from his rapid course through the air drew them after him. He looked like the Mount Meru hung with garlands of bright stars. The anklets and chains on her feet, and rings curiously wrought with gold and gems, slipped away and fell to the earth with a melodious tinkle like streaks of lightning. as he raced through the skies with Sita, who shone in her unparalleled luster. He appeared like an ulka or a meteor, that is, a harbinger of boundless misery and danger to kings. As her ornaments fell upon the earth, bright as sparks of fire, it gave the appearance of stars falling from the sky with a terrible roar. As the garland, bright as the moon, that she wore around her shoulders, slipped and fell on the ground, it looked as if the Ganga descended to the earth from the celestial regions. The fierce gale that sprung from the velocity of Ravana's passage through the sky beat down tall stately trees, shook their boughs, while the birds thereon screamed in affright. It seemed as if they sought to infuse courage into Sita's heart and bade her, "Fear not," shaking their heads and waving their arms emphatically. The lotuses in the ponds were lusterless. The fish and waterfowl were awed into silence, as if they were beside themselves with grief at the misfortune that befell their beloved friend and playmate. Lions, tigers, deer, birds, and other denizens of the forest rushed from all quarters, filled with mad fury at the sight of Ravana's shadow upon the earth, and sprang after him with deadly intent. The lofty mountains from whose peaks the torrents raced down in their headlong course looked as if they raised streaming eyes and frantic hands to heaven to punish the impious Ravana, who was carrying away Sita by force. The sun paled and dulled as if the outrage was too great a shock for him. Beasts and birds wept and sorrowed in groups, saying to themselves, "Dharma, truth, justice and compassion have taken leave of this world of ours, else Ravana would have never dared to lay hands on Sita, the daughter of Janaka and the beloved wife of Lord Rama." The fawn screamed piteously in fear and shed helpless tears at the sight of Sita. The very spirits of the mountains, rivers and forests quaked in affright when they beheld Sita fill the air with her wails and cries. But Ravana heeded it not in the least, as, with disheveled hair and disfigured tilaka, she glanced everywhere and cried, "Ah, Rama! Ah, Lakshmana!" He bore her on as if he was bent on having dread fate as his guest. Then she, despaired of seeing Rama, Lakshmana, or any kin or friend, pale with fear, she fell a prey to hopelessness and despondency. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahiniya Gunabdeye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.